You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey guys, before we get to today's episode, I just want to take a minute to chat with y'all about last month's series, the Abundance series. I got so many of you guys emailing and reaching out to talk about how abundance is an issue that you are or want to be focusing on in your life. And I just want to say, I hear you. I'm right there with you. It's one of the reasons I created the series. I'm so glad it's resonated. And I wanted to tell you about a step that I took in my personal life that you might be interested in as well. So one of the things I have realized through my work with abundance and meditation and mindfulness is that it's more than just calling in what we want. It's more than saying, I want to make X amount of dollars, or I want this job or this house. It's then doing the work to be ready when those opportunities arise. So as part of my personal abundance work, I reached out to this amazing woman. Her name is Rachel Peavy. Rachel has a company called Blissful Budget. And she works with those of us who are mindful, who are soul-centered, and also looking to cultivate growth and abundance in our personal lives, our work lives, and our financial lives. So Rachel and I sat down. We just did a 90-minute intensive session. It was incredible, you guys, in terms of looking at money blocks, money habits, areas of growth, and then actually working through a real budget. I am so excited for some of the action steps she left me with, and I wanted to give her a shout out on this podcast and give the resource to you guys. There's no kickback to me or anything. I just want you to know it exists, and she is incredible. You can check her out at blissfulbudget.com. She does a free discovery call. She offers 90-minute sessions as well as 90-day sort of hand-holding guidance, which is what I'm about to embark on myself. So take a look, blissfulbudget.com. Be sure you mention that you heard it here on The Mindful Minute, and I hope it sets you further on your path of abundance. Thanks for listening. Let's dive into today's episode. Well, happy all the holidays. I just had the very cool experience of getting to teach my winter solstice meditation practice virtually, which was fun and a little weird. Like, it felt very decadent to teach out of my living room, and it also felt like very personal, but it was good. And so I've taught on the winter solstice several years at this point. I always enjoy teaching on the solstices. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go, right? Usually having something to do with lightness or darkness, right? But some years I've taught very much about the dark and like looking at shadow and going inside. And some years I've taught very much about turning towards the rising light and what's coming and what intentions are we planting. And this year I felt really called to explore the space in between the two. Because for me, and I think for many of us, it's really easy to forget how much value is in the pause in between. And there's so much of our meditation practice that is meant to be resting or exploring in the liminal spaces of ourselves, right? Because we're always sort of shedding something about ourselves and growing something about ourselves. We're always working on something, right? Whether that's working on releasing or working on growing. But also there's something here in just these moments when it's like, meh, you know? And it's interesting because sometimes I find, even after years of practice, I'll be like right now I'm sort of in a place where my practice the last couple weeks has been like, meh. You know, like nothing has really happened and it hasn't felt particularly deep or insightful. I just sort of keep doing it every day. And I was reminded of how much value is in even that when we stay awake to it
And that's really the key, because normally what happens is we're in these meh moments of our lives and we go to sleep. Go to sleep meaning we do anything to create stimulation for ourselves, right? So every moment has some sort of emotional tone to it. There's the joyful moments, the ones that we really enjoy and we want to hold on to, they feel great. There's the terrible moments that we want to run away from or fight with. And then there's these neutral moments and we totally tune out to them. Those are the moments when we pick up our phone and we start scrolling. Those are the moments when we call a friend, when we eat something, when we watch TV, when we pick up a magazine. There's a million ways that we can distract ourselves. And if we develop the habit of catching the neutral moments and staying awake amidst them, it can allow us to really experience what's actually going on for ourselves. So tonight I want to talk just a little bit about how do we rest in that liminal space? How do we actually savor the neutral moments or the pauses in between? The first of which is to stop trying, right? And so for many of us, I know just through discussion with students, we sit down to meditate and we're trying to do something, right? We're trying to have some kind of experience. We're trying to drop into a deeper state. We're trying to quiet the mind. We're trying to feel a certain way, but there's some effort involved in our practice. The way I know that I'm efforting is when I catch myself being disappointed with my practice. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, clearly I was like trying to get somewhere, right? Because I'm disappointed I didn't make it there. So catching those moments of like, no, that just, I didn't really feel anything, or God, my mind wouldn't stop, or, you know, nothing happened. Notice those moments and think about how that practice actually felt for you. Because often there's some level of hardness that's involved in that practice. When we're efforting in meditation and trying to make it be something, there's a hardness about ourselves, whether that's a mental hardness or a physical hardness or a tightness of our breath. But we can start to pay attention to how am I feeling? Does this feel soft? The visual I come back to over and over again is even though I'm seated upright, I try to imagine I'm embodying the feeling of lying back in a hammock. Like, I want that level of letting go internally when I practice. The next step is relinquishing all judgment. So the moment you catch yourself going, God, this practice today, I should have done it at a different time. I'm too distracted. There's too much to do today. I should just get up and go. This is the moment that your body and your brain are saying, wake up. Be still and pay attention, right? Something is happening, but it's not loud enough for your brain to seek enjoyment out of it. So it's like, get up, do something else, go do anything else. And that moment that you have that urge, we let go of the, I'm not doing a good job meditating, and we get really curious. This is my practice today. It feels like this. What is that? When we stay, when we relinquish that judgment, then we practice staying awake for our daydreams or our thoughts or the feelings that arise. But you know, often when we get into that neutral place and nothing's happening and we've said, I'm not getting up, I'm not gonna leave, I'm gonna wait for that bell to ring, our mind kind of drifts away and starts creating the little stories that it creates to occupy itself. And there's something to be learned there, just like our dreams at night, right? There's something to be learned by what we daydream about. And it's hard to remember them. Like sometimes all I can remember is a flash. I saw a face, or I was with definitely a woman, but I don't know what we were talking about or what we were doing. You know, like there's just a snippet. But every time you catch even the snippet, you're teaching your brain, stay awake for this too. Stay awake for the daydream. And then I think the most important part is the minute you're done, you journal. Okay? We did this in the winter solstice, and I don't, you know, it's hard virtually because I couldn't like actually see what people were doing, right? I just like saw people looking down and I didn't ask. So it's hard to know how many people really journaled. And I know some people are like, I love journaling, and some people maybe not so much, but journaling is how we don't forget, okay? It's also, I think, how we discover. Because a lot of times in the meh moments of our practice, I find myself journaling, and I literally might even write, today's practice felt M-E-H, meh, right? And then I like go on to talk about what I'm gonna do, that whatever, stream of consciousness. I just write. Whatever comes to my mind without filter, I write for, I set a timer for 10 minutes, and I just write for 10 minutes immediately after my practice. And so often, halfway into that stream of consciousness writing, I'll be like, oh my God, that's what I was daydreaming about. And it clearly means X, Y, and Z, right? It's giving me insight into what I was thinking about or what I was feeling, even if I couldn't catch it in the moment. That afterwards, it's like, does anybody in here write in the margins of their books or like underline stuff? You do that? Yeah, I do too. So that's called marginalia, which is one of my favorite words ever, marginalia. And I really think journaling is like the marginalia of your meditation practice. It's like I'm making notes in my own margins. Did you notice that thought? Circle it in red pen. Asterisk by this. So interesting. Wow. Right? And we do that because then we don't forget. And you do it every day. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I've written about the same theme 17 days in a row. My practice felt like nothing was happening, but look what I'm seeing about myself. Okay, so we're gonna practice. And I'm gonna do something just a little different tonight. I did a bit of this in the solstice thing, and I think I'm gonna do it tonight too, because I like this, and it's an invitation to how we find space, okay? So we're gonna start just slightly different, but then we'll slip right into our normal meditation. We're still gonna go about 20 minutes this evening. So take a minute to find your seat. You can sit cross-legged. You can sit in a chair if you're at home with your feet flat on the earth. You're gonna let your hands rest down onto your lap, palms face down, and sit up nice and straight here. So you want a nice tall spine, shoulders back and down. And for just a few minutes, we're gonna keep our eyes open. So I invite you to look 3 to 6 feet in front of you, down towards the ground. And just let your eyes be normal. You can blink. Just settling in, letting your eyes land on something steady. 3 to 6 feet in front of you, slightly down. And with your eyes open this evening, inhaling in fully, exhale out a sigh. And let's do that again. Inhale fully. Exhale out a sigh. Eyes soft and open, spine tall. Shoulders pressed back and down so that you feel open and lifted through the chest. Soft and relaxed through the face. The skin around the eyes, the lips, the jaw. And you just let your breath be natural here. Breath flowing in and out. And as always, you might begin your practice just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And we feel ourselves settling a bit more into our seat. Knowing that no matter what arises, joyous, boring, uncomfortable, whatever it is, we've carved out this time to stay, to be still. So your breath is flowing in and out. Your gaze is soft and down. And while we're seated here with eyes open and soft, see if you can soften your gaze so much that you really start to take in the periphery. And while you're seated and breathing, rather than seeing the things in the room, let yourself see the space in the room. Breath is flowing. Taking in all the space. And as you feel that spaciousness, when you're ready, you can let your eyes drift gently closed. Noticing if you can still feel or sense that spaciousness inside you. And breath is moving in and out just as it normally does. As we settle into silence for today's practice, you might let your awareness just sit softly, rest on the breath. And if you feel more drawn to it, you could also let your awareness rest on that natural spaciousness. With either anchor, we don't worry too much about the thoughts, even if they're loud and demanding. We don't worry too much if there's nothing, if it feels blah. We simply invite ourselves to stay awake. And to notice the experience as it unfolds for you. Using the breath. Or the spaciousness. Keep you present. To keep you awake. feeling your breath deep in here. Feeling the practice starting to drift away, and just noticing where you were, where your mind was, your thoughts, your feelings. And with the gentleness, sit up just a little bit straighter if you've slumped over, shoulders back and down, heart lifted. When you're ready, draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor the time that you carved out today. To be still. And to savor that pause. Let's take a breath together. Deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. Namaste. There is time, my friends, to grab a journal, a notebook, a pen and paper, and just write for a few minutes. Stream of consciousness, whatever comes to mind, you can write about what you thought about. You can write that you don't know what you thought about. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram @merylarnett.